Come on, everyone. Let's get excited about Mitsuda Month.
Mitsuda Month?
Yasunori Mitsuda. He scored Chrono Trigger.
Okay, but how is getting trapped in Chrono Trigger funny?
What are you talking about? We can make getting stuck in any video game funny.
Can we just skip 1 month? A lot of these are starting to feel kind of forced, and it's getting stale.
What? Name 1 month where the world wasn't meant hasn't been funny and fresh.
I mean, fresh month wasn't exactly fresh.
Metroid month was pretty lame. You just stood around talking about wings while a monster tried to eat me.
What about the Monopoly entry? Don't tell me that was a worthwhile effort.
Fine. Mistakes were made. From now on, we'll only make these things when we're absolutely sure they'll be quality, fresh material.
That's all we ask.
Thank God.
Oh, so we'll skip this month?
I think this is the perfect month for a party.
So your solution to make sure we keep things fresh is Mario Party, a franchise with almost as many games as The Legend of Zelda, but all about the same thing?
But Mitsuda was the composer for the first one, the original.
This music doesn't sound very original.
Yeah, didn't you cover this for N64 month?
I mean, it was part of a medley, but if it really bothers you, I'll play something else.
Oh, cool. The song you did with T-Bone last year. You know, the first main you collaborated on, and it was someone besides me?
Oh my god, fine. I will play something new. Everyone just chill the fuck out.
Oh no, we're such assholes for asking you to do something new.
How brazen of us to suggest you not recycle the same garbage for your narcissistic plea for attention.
I'm always so glad you pull me away from my other group of friends every month for this.
Wait, you have other friends?
Yes. Do you not?
Yeah, what do you and these so-called friends do?
We usually play D&D.
Nerd!
Alright, so what are we doing in Mario Party? Is it, like, minigames month again?
No, we did Tamagotchi Party On for that. This game is completely different.
It's just a bunch of minigames. How different can it be?
Well, how about Shell Game? A bunch of shells get shuffled and you have to pick the one with the treasure hidden underneath?
You mean like Three Card Monty, one of the minigames from Tamagotchi Party On.
Okay, bad example. Here, let's try this one. Piranha's Pursuit.
Alright, what do we do?
You're on a skateboard. Don't let the piranha catch you.
Something about this seems really familiar.
We've never been chased by a giant plant before.
No, but there's something about skateboards?
Oh yeah, there was skateboarding in California games. Mike, you broke your arm, remember?
Sure, if you want to go looking for similarities, I guess we've used skateboards before. Are you happy?
No!
Fine, let's try something else. Here, platform peril. Jump up the platforms and avoid obstacles.
Okay, I guess this is something we haven't done before.
Not exactly the most challenging game ever. Jump, dodge, repeat.
Yeah, but it won't take long. We'll be done in a minute.
Hang on, this is like Donkey Kong. Remember, I was the jump man for Brevity Month.
Oh, yeah.
Face it, Mike. You're getting stale.
All right, assholes. You know what? We're gonna lean into it. Slot car derby. Everyone shut up and start driving.
So, you remember VG Lead Sheets Month, right?
Of course I remember VG Lead Sheets Month.
Because that's when we did Baby Park. From Mario Kart Double Dash.
I said I fucking remember, Brienne.
Are we just not even trying to be fresh anymore?
It's pretty lame.
Okay, here's the deal. From now on, we won't force it every single month, and we'll just enter these fucking things when there's a fun, not stale idea.
Thank you.
I think that's for the best.
So do we still have to keep driving?
Yes, we have to keep driving. I worked on this music, and this script, and these sound effects, and the least you can do is drive in your little fucking car in a circle until the end of this track.
Not to pile on, but this reminds me of using the car in Monopoly from a few months ago.
Oh, you dumb motherfucker.